how you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention, or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start a fight?
So it's Saturday morning. I was wondering, how was your week? I hope you had a good week. It's Saturday. It's nice outside. The weather is good. Everything's nice today. And five senses, man. The sense of touch, the sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of hearing, and the sense of taste. They're all together. I was laying in my bed this morning and thinking about it, how they work together. Today, we'll talk about your senses a little. But we should be thankful, man. So many things to be thankful for. You wake up in the morning and you can see. Never ever. All Saints. I'll be right back.
A few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention, or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight? Either way, I'm going out of my mind. All the answers to my questions I have to find.
My head's spinning. Boy, I'm in a daze. I feel isolated. Don't wanna communicate. I'll take a shower.
Never ever have I ever felt so low. When you're gonna take me out of this life?
was All Saints and Never Ever. Sometimes, you know, you're in love and it can really hurt you. Now you've been in love one way or the other. Some people one, some people 10 times. But the thing hurts if it doesn't work out. Yeah, a lot of times people sing these songs is about something happening in their life. The emotions is crazy, but what I like about the lyrics in that song is, you know, they say it hurts, but somebody told her that it doesn't last too long. Some people, it'll last longer than some. But you know, you're sitting there in your car or your home or you're cooking. You just sit down, there's so many things to be thankful for. Do you know every time you get up and you walk out of your house and you go on the street, a lot of people looking at you want to walk like you. Didn't think of that, right? Some people can't walk. Hey, you hope it's your sight. Some people just stay at home. They don't want to come out. They can't see. And man, your senses, just the fact that you are alive, you're a winner. You remember Darwin says in his theory, the fittest survive. So you make 70, you make 50, you make 40, you won. A lot of children come into this world and leave in a few hours. Some a few minutes. Some people a few days. So there's so much to be thankful for. Saturday morning, look at your friend. Look at your children. Look at your mommy and daddy and say, thank you. We are thankful, man, because God, yeah, he's blessed us. And we're here. We have health. And even if you don't have complete health, yeah, you're alive. This is all we know, guys. You know, I was looking at the lyrics of Love Song. Don't worry, I'll take it back to the top. But Love Song, and I thought that it was thinking about humans and I love each other. But this guy, Canton Jones, was talking about God. He says, man, you talk about love, you look up and you see the stars. He says, hey, you look up there and you get light. Yeah, he says, the clouds. And then he says, the one that touched me when he said, listen, the Heavenly Father makes you looking like him. So when you look in the mirror in the morning, what do you think you see? You see an image of God. That's right. Why would you want to harm your own image? Isn't that something? You think about the whole thing, God, we look like him, so it means that different faces, different images, but still the image of God. Just picture that, what's going on. Love Song, Canton Jones, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
the reason why you smile. It makes living all worthwhile. It will bring tears to your eyes. So how you gonna sing about love without singing about me?
My Christian sisters and brothers, you like that one, don't you? Yeah, John 3:16, man. You think about love, man. I don't care what people talk about. They don't believe in this superior being. But you look at yourself, man, and you look the world around you. How could it be? How could this happen? This perfect synopsis of mankind, animals and plants. Hey, everything is right. The oxygen, the nitrogen, the carbon dioxide. Think about the balance, what's going on. Oxygen we are taking in that is emitted from the plants, and then we give them back our carbon dioxide in a nice balance. So you have 21% of oxygen all the time in this world. Guys, he's real. And I always say, to understand God, yes, I know. I talk a lot of science. I talk about eating. I talk about nutrition. I talk about how things should be from a medical and a health perspective. But how could you speak about those things and don't talk about God? You can't. They go together. To understand God is to understand science. And to understand science is to understand God. Guys, don't forget, Dr. Sparman, the temple. Just go on YouTube, Dr. Sparman, the temple. All these episodes, we talk about the black hole. Yeah. Hell, part one, part two. Abyss. Oblivion. You hear people talk about hell? You go on YouTube, Dr. Sparman, the temple, and a lot of facts out there from science, how they feel about it. You'll learn a lot. Guys, we're talking about senses today, the five senses, sense of smell, sense of touch, sense of sight, sense of hearing, and taste. But you know, we got some other senses out there. We do. I know we see more or better. Our acute vision, our sight is, yes, greater than most animals. But we don't smell hear as many of them, you know. Temptations. Stay close. We ain't done yet. My girl. I'll be right back. Temptations right there. And, yeah, those guys, man, you should see the video on these guys. These guys could really perform and sing. No, we don't have much singing going on. Sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And I was laying in my bed today, and I was thinking, you know, I had a little bit, my allergies was acting up on me, and I could not smell. And, you know, there's a great link between smell and taste. You lose your smell, man. Think about it. The food doesn't taste that good. They're all interconnected. It's like you don't hear. It affects your sight. Your sight, as a matter of fact, is different. And if you don't see, you hear. They're all interconnected, man. And you know, they're all, God put them all together. I love that. I really do. But then there is balance and acceleration. We can. These are some senses that we have to. Temperature, ability to, you know, differentiate between temperature, pain, magnetoception, actually, some internal senses we have, proprioception, all these things, your ability to be able to balance and figure out where you are in reference to space, all of that stuff. That is why when you get clogged up, your stachian tube or your cochlear, any one of those bones, whether it's the stapes, malleus, or incus, it's in your inner ear, get messed up, fluid in there, infected, you just lose your balance, baby. So, we're well put together. And I'm coming up to what I want to talk about today, the bodybuilding show, Flex. Flex is going to be up on Saturday at the Derek Smith Vocational School up there at 5 o'clock on the 29th of February. This is my month. Aquarius people, man. Special people. All people are special, actually. But, you know, you like to boost up your little, your sign. Yeah, we got some people that are going to be competing in this show. Well, we got Ronaldo here in the studio today, and Martin. Ooh, Martin's, he's, as a matter of fact, in charge of the Olympic organization here, and it's nice to have Martin and Ronaldo here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Martin, what are your thoughts? We had a good time last year, real good time last year, and it was such a smoothly run program, and I have to thank Fisher Beckles for being, along with Martin, to be able to get this body building stuff on the ground, man. And we have, in this country, we have people who are just not as privileged as we are in reference to mobility. I like to put it that way. I hope I put it properly. Did I?
Yeah.
Good, okay. Yeah. And I think that they have now a chance to be on the stage. What do you have to say, Martin, this year?
Okay, Doc. I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me to be on your show. I may miss me one correction, though. I'm the president of the Paralympics Association in Barbados. Last year, I was made to understand the show was a very fantastic one. It was well appreciated by the audience. I was not here to be part of it, but I was here part of the organization. We have some very excited young athletes who are very interested in this sport, so I just facilitate the process of them being able to train, to be able to prepare themselves and what's not, to be able to compete for competitions such as this.
And Ronaldo, what do you have to say? You're going to be one of the guys on the stage there, showing up the six-pack. How do you keep that six-pack, man? What do you do? It's just about exercise or is it about your diet? It's
mostly diet and exercise.
That's so you combine them?
Yeah, have to combine. If you don't combine, it would, you know.
Where do you work out?
I used to work out like in Hoyts Village at Curtis Gym. So now if I'm home, I just do some sit-ups or push-ups, whatever.
Oh, God. Are you excited about this show?
Of course.
You're not going to tell people where you can come up there with, huh? And you don't want the guys. Some guys right now in your mind who you think you have to really work on to beat her. Do you think of it like that? Because me, if I'm going to compete, I always think about my competitors or the guys who are going to compete with me. How could I beat them? How could I?
I don't think about that. I think like whatever comes along is the next step to being yourself, you know? Like building yourself more to get to people, you know?
Yeah, I got you. Well, you know, we look forward to see you, man. I enjoyed it last year. I sat there in the front seat and I just looked. I didn't do anything. And the program was just really breathtaking, actually. And I look forward, guys. Don't forget, it's on the 29th of February, Saturday. It's two Saturdays from now. Well, it's three Saturdays, actually, right? Today's eight, right? Three Saturdays from now, guys. We're getting there. Come on, it's not $25. You buy the ticket to the store, I think, A&B Center, and some of the music stores out there, and then it's 30 in the door. But that's a small, yeah, amount to really pay for a good show. So come and, you know, support our athletes, or, you know, not so privileged. But we also have, Mr. and Miss Fit Models. So they have their three parts. Fit model, because nice people, some nice bodies out there. And the, you like that part? Do you look at them from backstage? Nice ladies out there. And then we have the children, kids. You know, come on, kids. You can't go wrong with kids. No matter what a kid do, they make this world. They're for tomorrow. So whatever they do, you got to come out and see
that's
them.
That's where the athletes start from, the kids.
Exactly. Exactly. You got anything you want to share before we close up this program, Martin?
Well, Doc, I would like to thank you and your organization for being able to provide these opportunities for these athletes to be able to explore their potentials in this field. There's a lot of challenges we have in being able to do this, being members of the disabled community. And one of the major problems we face is transportation. But thank you very much.
Good, good. Listen, guys, we about to get out of here. Don't forget, thank the Lord God for your sight, the senses you have, hearing, taste, smell, your ability to touch your loved one. How about balance? Temperature, be able to detect hot or cold. Proprioception, pain. Magnetoception, sexual stimulation, all those are part of senses that we don't observe and we take for granted until we lose them. Manhattans, I gotta go. It's always sad, but I gotta go. But you know, it's not that bad, because they come back. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday, 9 to 9:30. The Doc, Living with the Doc. May you have a good week. Just like this. And may you have just kiss a good day.
I had to meet you here today. There's just so many things to say. Don't stop me till I'm through. This is something I hate to do. We've been meeting here so long. I guess what we've done goes wrong. I'm gonna miss you, I can't lie.
I'm gonna miss you.
I've got ties, and so do you. I just think this is the thing to do. Say goodbye.
alive.